This week's parsha, at the beginning of Perek Lamed, Vatera Rachel Kilo Yaldol Yaakov Vatkanei Rachel Bachuta. After Leah has a lot of kids, and Rachel is still infertile, Vatoral Yaakov Havaliva Nimvim Ayin Mesa Anochi says, "Give me kids. If not, I'll die." Yaakov got angry at her and he says, "What am I in place of Hashem Yisbarach, who didn't give you kids?" Meaning Yaakov says something very posh and logical, right? He says, "What do you mean, give me kids? I'm not Hashem Yisbarach. I'm a religious fellow, but I'm not Hashem Yisbarach. I can't decide what happens. I don't run the world. Only Hashem can give you kids, not me." As a matter of fact, the Orachayim HaKadosh here even says that Yaakov, why did he get so angry? He didn't just get so angry because she was being illogical. She was asking for something that it was impossible for him to provide. He got illogical because she was harming herself. We know bris krusos fasayim, the words someone say have an effect, especially of a tzaddik or a tzaddikes. Says him, "Ayin mesa anochi." We know kill las chacham, even al tanai comes true. And therefore, in the end, she did die young, right? We know in next week's parsha that she died young, and maybe part of the reason was there's another bris krusos fasayim involved here too, because she says mesa anochi. So Yaakov's being mad at her. Why are you asking for something illogical? Why are you pursuing your desires the wrong way? Why are you harming yourself? Says the Medrash here in the Bereishis Rabba, Hashem got very angry at Yaakov. Kach, okay, Hashem said to him, Kach onin l'meikos. This is how you talk to people who are in tzaras. Says Chayecha shebanecha omdim bifnei banei. Hashem punished Yaakov for responding this way to Rachel. Rav Pam, Rav Shiva Tor Vadas, once darshan, and this say, why is Hashem so mad at Yaakov? After all, if someone does something wrong, you have to be attacking them. You have to give them tocha. You have to explain to them that what they're doing is wrong. It's the responsibility of a husband to relate to the people in his household, or a husband or a father, etc., to relate to the people in his household and correct them if they're doing something wrong, particularly if he's looking out for their own best interests. So you point out, you have to look at the Lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash says, Kach onim es hameikos, meaning that's how you talk to someone who's in tzoras, who's in trouble, who's suffering. Says, you know, it's interesting. There's something, a trap I fall into myself. We're yeshiva guys, we're always taught to think logically, which it's a good thing. They're right for teaching us that. One should always think logically in life. And logically, Yaakov was 100% right, and 100% Rachel deserved to be criticized. She was saying something logically impossible, something which was counterproductive and wrong. But the Rambam says, the kachos and ikos, that's how you talk to someone in learning and logic. That's how you talk to someone when you're analyzing. That's how you talk to someone when you're giving mustard to people about how to think. But if someone's suffering, if someone's in pain, if someone's found in tzaras, you can't expect them to think logically. You can't hold them to the standard. You have to have extra sensitivity. She, imagine the suffering she was undergoing, kid after kid, already four kids her sister had, and she had nothing, and the tremendous burden she was walking around with. In that case, you can't respond to someone logically. You have to respond to someone with acceptance, with sensitivity, with understanding, and say, I understand, and then maybe gently try to bring them around to a healthier way of looking at things. And that's why Hashem got angry at Yaakov. Kach onus v'ikos, you have to know where people are coming from. If people are coming from such a difficult place, be a little less logical and be a little more understanding and accepting. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of tzaras in life. And very often it's easy to say, you're not being logical, it's easy to look down on them, it's easy to criticize, etc. But yeah, you know, sometimes you know what tzaras people, sometimes you don't even know what tzaras people have. You know, and therefore, it's always better to err on the side of sensitivity and understanding, even if it's not quite as logical, and not make this the same mistake. Shabbat Shalom.